Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Tuesday. Hope you had a great long weekend. It's going to be another scorcher today. We're having a little heat wave. Although I was looking at my weather app, it looks... Mine says rain on Saturday. Am I the only one who's showing that?
Mine said yesterday, mine said like 95% chance of rain on Monday and has since changed to Saturday with much less of a chance of rain. So we've just got
coming, this coming Saturday.
This coming Saturday, okay. Yeah. But I don't know. It seems to me like the way they jump around that they're getting information, very late.
It's just, I mean, I get it. Things change and it's hard to predict that far out, but still, like, no.
Right, it's in the title, though. You're a weather app.
Yeah. Just predict as far as you can reasonably do so, you know? I don't need a 15-day forecast if it's just a bunch of guesses and you just threw some, you know, random, oh, here's the sun, here's some rain, here's some clouds, here's lightning, thunder, whatever.
Thunder and lightning for me, too, on Saturday. That's what I see.
Is that so? Yeah, so It looks like that's a thing. Well, it's going to cool down a lot by the end of the week, too. So that'll be a relief.
Yes.
The heat is in fact on. Oh, yeah. All right.
Burn.
Oh, do you feel like singing? Go ahead.
No, I never heard that part.
I don't want to stop you.
Sometimes, there's little parts of songs that it just flies over your head. It's the first time I heard, burning. Like the same with every time I hear the, one foot, left foot slide or whatever it is. Basically, I'm saying.
Yeah,
every time
basically, I didn't really pick up on that until Vinny said it. And then now it's like my favorite part of the song. I can't
think of that. I can't not think of Vinny every time I hear basically
I'm saying, that song's a jam, though. I love it. You're crazy.
Oh, you do?
It's stupid, but I love it.
You know what we've been listening to? Well, we've been listening to a lot of music at this house, but the SZA Timberlake joint, we're listening to a lot. And there's another song from...
Is that from Trolls?
It is from Trolls World Tour, yeah. There's another one by Anderson .Paak. Is that how you say that dude's name?
I think so, yeah. The P-A-A-K guy?
Yeah. That guy's got two songs on the track that are excellent. Like, it's from funk, troll land, funk place.
Oh, the funk guys.
Yeah, really good.
The P-Funk troll guys.
Well, there's the funk trolls. Yeah, and that's where they find these songs. Anyway, here I am talking about Trolls. All right.
Yeah, I listen to it all the time, too.
Oh, you do? Okay, good.
Listen, man, you got it. You can only live your life, Annie. And your life is all about Trolls right now. So.
I know, but I don't know how.
Do you want me to replay how this all happened? I mean, I feel like I've watched it happen.
But it's just shocking.
I'll write to you. I'll write it out in an email in case if you ever wonder, how did I get here? When the days go by, water flowing on the ground. Oh, boy. So John and I got stuck in some, like a KTEL. I think it's like, Time Life does...
It's all good.
Sorry. Are you singing? Go.
Is this It's All Good?
It's All Love.
Oh, It's All Love.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
This is Anderson .Paak.
Yeah. Nice, right?
Yeah,
I don't hate that. I mean, on a scale of one to Drake, this is a one. It's as far from Drake as you can get.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, I really like it.
One to Drake.
And the SZA song with Timberlake is excellent, except SZA, on her solo albums, she's got an adult language-only presentation. And
yes,
so
you wouldn't want to take that and put that on for the kids.
Right. Oh, this is it.
Yep.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, we
jam this all the time.
Yeah, all the time on
the Alice.
On the Alice. I like that. I like it. Little funk in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
You know, oh, by the way,
on the other side.
While we're talking about kids stuff, I know that we weren't, but I kind of was anyway.
Well,
listen,
Charles,
man,
tour, yeah.
Gotta live your life.
If you're into seeing the Bay Area in film, which I always am, for some reason, if you show me the San Francisco skyline, I'm always like, oh, awesome. I love the way we show up. Sonic the Hedgehog, starring Jim Carrey and a few other people. I don't know the main dude's name or the lady's. The lady, by the way, is absolutely stunning. She's sort of not the main character because Sonic takes off with her husband, but they end up in San Francisco.
And is the Transamerica live action with Sonic part of? Okay, so it's not a cartoon. These aren't just voice actors.
It's you know, people with this little guy. But the Transamerica Tower is featured like a starring role.
I also noticed that in we watched The Invisible Man over the weekend.
Yeah.
And
did
that
you like
was,
it?
Oh my God, so good. Not, you know, I read that book when I was a much younger woman. I don't think I was a kid, but so I thought I knew what story I was going to see. I thought it was going to be that updated. And nope. It's a whole different psychological. It was great. I loved it. In fact, I sort of insisted on it, you know, like put on one of my moods. This is what we're watching. Everyone has to give it 5 minutes, and everyone gave it 5 minutes, and everybody was in. It was great.
Wow. So you just put your foot down, huh?
You know, I do it once in a while.
That's
so that I can
first.
Watch something I want. Yeah, that never happens. Oh, what was that sound?
What was the sound?
Might have been in my world. Never mind.
Yeah.
Celebrity Trash, guys.
Yeah.
It's brought to you by Move California Forward. Everyday Californians are showing ways they're moving forward as we recover from the coronavirus crisis. Share your own stories of progress and hope on your social media and use the hashtag Move California Forward. That way we can look and see what you put up there. We can track it. And for more information, go to radio.com/MoveCaliforniaForward. All right, I'm going to start with Grimes and Elon Musk. So they had a baby together. And they named the kid X, the symbol AE, which is like an E slanted over onto the A. Mm-hmm. They're sort of back to back. AE-12. They've changed the name to X, AE, symbol AXII, which apparently they feel will allow the baby's name to be registered in California because you can't have any numbers in a name. Apparently, if you wanted to name your kid Seven, you'd have to spell it out, S-E-V-E-N. You couldn't just name them the number Seven. So now they're conforming. I was like, oh, they changed the name. Fantastic. I'll be able to pronounce it. Now, you still can't. And she's so cryptic because there's a bunch of screenshots of like
Grimes's. You
know, yes. On Instagram, she, you know, people are like, so how do you say it? And she just won't say, like, what are they calling that kid? It looks like the kid's name might be Zai.
Zai?
Yes. I mean, that's as well as I can deduce. I know he went on. Didn't he go on Rogan's podcast again? Didn't he say how this name? I can't remember.
He didn't really finish his explanation. It was X is the letter X, and then AE was supposed to be Ash, and then A12. That's what he said. So
when you say Xavier, so it could be like Xai. Xavier. Zesh. I don't know.
I have to imagine she feels really good about how much attention her kid's getting, and he hasn't said anything yet.
Yeah, no.
Like, not even a goo goo gaga. So, yeah, I don't, I'm assuming that's what they're up to, but okay. I'm sure this is the most special kid of all time. So, and we all think that about our kids. So,
yeah, that is true. I'm looking at that kid. It's a baby, super baby esque. Mm-hmm. It looks like a baby. It has no idea what it's in for. But my feeling is, that kid's going to have quite a life. And maybe, look, apparently, not only is he a genius, but she's apparently extremely smart, too. Maybe this will be the baby that saves the world.
Finney. Maybe. Yeah. Or,
I mean, some baby has to, doesn't it?
I don't know. When you hear about what trust funds do to these kids, you just find yourself going, it's the worst thing that can happen to them. They just...
Yep.
I would like to be able to do that for my kid. Let her just go travel the world and party and have fun, because
they
I feel
don't
like
learn anything about what it takes to be a functioning part of the human beast.
Right.
Maybe this kid will. Maybe they'll put it right to work. I don't know, Vin. I don't know what their plans are. Either I know, hilarious. But
I know
way,
one thing. He's done it a bunch of times. He's got six kids, don't we? Isn't that what we?
One of them
out?
Died of SIDS. Remember? So he's got. Four, he had five sons with some lady, or maybe with two ladies, I don't know, but one of them died at 10 weeks, like his first kid died at 10 weeks.
Okay. Well, either way, he's done this a bunch of times.
Yes.
But this is, you know, I'm sure his wife is like, hey, this is what I want to do, and he's like, because he hasn't done this to his other kids, right?
Named them effed up names?
Right.
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
So this is her thing.
I don't know all their
the
names.
The internet says seven kids.
Oh, really? What? Yeah. Where are the other ones from? Tell me everything.
Oh, the ex-Zash A12 one, Nevada, yeah. Musk, Kai
is the one
Musk.
Who, Nevada is the one who passed.
Okay. Kai, Musk, Damien, Griffin, Xavier.
Oh, Xavier.
Mm-hmm. Huh. And Saxon, Saxon. Saxon Musk.
All right.
Saxon's a strong name.
Yeah.
All boys. And this one's a boy, right? It's not a little girl named... Yeah, it's son, May 4th. Yeah, I don't know how any of them have turned out. And that Nevada kid, I think, would have been like a teenager by now. Mm-hmm. I don't know how long ago he had. It doesn't matter. Anyways, they're all doomed. Okay, next. They're not doomed. They'll all be fine.
He's 18.
All right. I'm sure all those kids are going to be great. People are desperate for live sports. Did you wind up watching some of that big golf match over the weekend?
I did not. Did you?
No.
Big golf match.
Well, listen, it was live sports on TV. And it was on TNT, TBS, True TV, and HLN. What's HLN?
HLN.
Something, Hockey League Network?
No, I don't know. I know there's like a headline news channel, but
could that be it? Headline news? Okay. It's called The Match, Champions for Charity. It was Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning against Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady. It was the most watched golf telecast in cable TV history.
In the history of the world.
In the history of all things boring. This was the most watched boring show.
Good for them. You know, I have heard that NASCAR is experiencing a huge resurgence because they're out there racing.
Yep.
So people want their sports.
That is... a sport where, other than I guess the team that takes care of the car, and as long as they were all quarantined together, I guess that's no thing. But, you know, it's loud enough that you don't need fans.
Right.
I mean, you weren't going to hear them anyway. And it's isolated enough that you're not...
have them out there.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So oh boy. That went racing by. So back to this golf thing. Tiger and Manning...
Oh, golf clap.
We're all golf
clapping.
Beautiful. They beat Phil and Brady. Partly because Brady was horrible. He actually had a couple really good moments. But, you know, you don't often get to say that Tom the Traitor was terrible at something. And comparatively, he sucked. At one point, he actually split his pants. Hilarious. Oh, my God. He joked, "Oh, pants wanted in on social distancing, I guess. Next time I'll make sure to be wearing my Under Armour golf pants." Go to Tampa Bay, Tom. Brady had a couple bright spots. Six holes of misery, they say. And then he had the shot of his life. He holed out from the fairway at least 130 yards away. So that was good for birdie. And because someone had bet that he wouldn't go under par on any, let's see, golfer Brooks Koepka had tweeted a promise of $100,000 to his charity foundation if Brady made a par on any front nine hole. And that shot made him pay up. So
that's
he
funny.
He also got a long putt for an eagle on the 11th hole. The rest of the day, though, they say was forgettable for him. There wasn't a traditional.
What you're describing is most people's golf game. You
yeah.
will have
oh my
a,
God.
a swing or two, and then the rest of the time, you can't believe, what are you even doing out here?
Right. But that one swing, was it taste enough to get you out there again? It's all you talk about at the 19th hole.
Right.
It's just, it becomes legend, and you have that in your mind as I did that one time. I know that I can line up the world perfectly again, and I can make that happen again. It's, but... And maybe you can. I don't know. Who am I to naysay? So let's see. They didn't do a traditional game. It started as a best ball, and then it switched to something called a modified alternate shot at the turn. Tiger and Manning were up one at the end of 18 holes, so they were crowned the winners. Phil and Brady made it close at least, and it raised $20 million for COVID-19 relief.
Wow.
And was the most watched. Oh.
Great story, Sarah. Great story.
Thank you so much. Give me a little. You would.
Great
thank
story.
You.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you. Moving on now to the next story on the course. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft sold his Super Bowl 51 ring for more than $1 million to benefit COVID-19. I want my golf clap. Where's my goddamn clap?
I'll try to give you the NFL.
Please, I'm trying to. I'm going all golf announcer on you. That's too loud for the golf.
What are you doing?
What's going on here? Hey, everybody wants in on the podcast game, but not everybody can get paid. You know, I was reading somewhere where there's something like, I don't know, 90 million podcasts out there, like that you have to choose from. You know, choose ours, please. Thanks. Larry King is now one of those people, and not everybody gets paid, but Larry King gets paid. He's 86 years old, and people are so concerned with what he has to say and the interviews that he does and what's on his mind that he got paid $5 million to do a podcast celebrity
daily?
Interview. Let's see. I don't think it's going to be. I doubt it's going to be daily. He's 86.
Right.
Let's see. He has 6 decades in radio and TV. It's called The Millionth Question, an entertainment celebrity interview podcast, hour long. They are not saying, I doubt it's daily, but they're not saying here.
Okay.
You know how podcasts are. They drop whenever they drop.
Someone so successful, so talented, so loved. What could be wrong?
Anyway, $5 million. another $5 million.
I don't believe it, but
King.
Okay. I think that he'll be paid by... as he produces them, and therefore...
I don't see who is paying him either here. You know, I will say, though, that at 86, I wouldn't do anything for less than $5 million. At 86,
right.
I'd be like, no, I'm fully entrenched in my retirement. I'm going to have some cake later, if I can find my dentures, and I'll be taking a nap from 2 to 5, waking up for dinner, and then heading in for an early bedtime. I mean, I'll give him this. At 86, he's still willing to do this. Okay, Larry.
I'll give, you know, the podcasting thing, as you say, there's a million of them or more, 900 million of them probably is more, you know, closer to reality. There's just, everybody's got one.
Yep.
I give Johnny credit. He's actually keeping his going. I thought he would have burned out from that.
No, and you know what I will say about Johnny, as he's, the more he does them, the more relaxed and the better he gets it. Like they're in a good rhythm. Although, I don't know how much I'm supposed to say about this. He had a huge medical thing over the weekend, so we did not put one up on Monday, and I don't believe we're cutting another one until next week. So
is he okay?
He is okay. So as I find out what is allowed to be said, I will update you on that. But if you were wondering why there wasn't one on Monday, and we're hopeful that there'll be one this coming Monday.
Oh,
but
my.
Some went down. So
my point is, podcasts are one of those things I think people go into with the best of intentions.
Woo! We're gonna
and
do
then
this.
They find out,
huge.
Especially if they're not being paid for it, that
which
this
most
is
people
a,
aren't.
This is much more work than they thought. You turn the mic on and all of a sudden you have to fill that empty space with stuff that's entertaining and they go, I'm over it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Peace. It is definitely.
It's work.
Especially if you think you're going, oh, my God, it is work and it's fun. It's fun work, you know, if you're prepared for it. But the work comes in the preparation. The actual execution of the show, if you're prepared, it's totally fun. You just do it. But it's, you know, you try it. You go ahead and try it.
Plenty of people Everybody. Have.
Yeah.
I've had people hit me up and talk to me about it. And I'm like, look, I you know, if you like it, that's great. Mm-hmm. But you will find yourself burnt out on it. So you really got to.
Yep. It's not
buckle
it's,
down.
It's not a fast track to superstardom. Let's put it that way. You know,
not
and there's a lot
someone,
of.
People like Scott Capurro, people like Joe Rogan, people with the name Mark Maron has done very well.
Oh, yes,
but
very
those
well.
People are still putting on a show, even though their name got them sort of some recognition.
Sure.
They're doing the work.
Well, good luck to Larry King then. Let's hope it all works out for him.
Damn
I don't
right.
think he needs the money. Thank you, Larry. All right, Vincent, what's coming up?
Black Widow spiders after
Oh
these.
No.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.